Well, hello, friends. How you doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, biblical teacher, independent clergy, and friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Special edition today. We got a great show lined up today. We had some internet issues earlier today. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Christmas Bible story with you all. I'm going to be reading different scriptures and explaining a little bit of that to you as we go back through memory lane and just imagine us being there at the time of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birth. Before I do that, I've also got great Christian music that we're still going to be playing, and I've got the deacon here with me. He's here before he gets ready to saddle up, leave Faith Studio 1 here, the iHeartRadio studio in downtown Fort Worth. He has to head back to Tyler, Texas. The Grinch, unfortunately, had to leave. He is headed back right now, even as we speak, in Whoville. So we'll have to catch the Grinch next year. However, Santa Claus is going to be making a call here in a little bit. But before I get started, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can email me here at Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in downtown Fort Worth. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. And you can also like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. All right, let's bring on, you got it, the deacon, before he gets ready to head out. He wants to talk to Santa Claus via the telephone. There we go, a little bit of We Are Family. Let's give a cheer. Let's give a hand clap. And yes, indeed, some special evening or morning crow for him on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Let's give him a laugh. What do you say? Let's whistle at him. All right. Now, I'm going to give him a drum roll. Fanfare. And countdown 10, for the deacon.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, before he gets ready to saddle up and leave our Faith Studio 1 here in downtown Fort Worth, the special evening edition, we got the deacon here. He hanged for a little bit. He's got to head back to Tyler. He's got family coming in. Hello, Deacon. How you doing?
CA, how you doing? And hello, everybody. We had some internet trouble from what CA said this morning. So, I just want to say, hey, you know, I'm just glad that we're able to get together this evening. And I am looking forward to talking to that big, jolly old man, the young man, I should say, Santa Claus. That's right.
Here in just a little bit, we're going to be getting a phone call. He's been busy now, and if the kiddos are gathered around, they're going to be hearing him, and we're going to have some intro music for him. So, yes, indeed, it wouldn't be right if we didn't have Santa Claus. Definitely, for sure.
CA, I love Santa Claus. I tell you what, I know I haven't been naughty, and I know I have been nice.
There you go. Me too. I know I've been nice. I know I haven't been naughty, so I know... No, I've been a good man there, Deacon.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Now, I'm not perfect. Don't get me wrong. The deacon ain't always perfect. But I'll tell you one thing. The Lord has been good to me. And Santa Claus, he knows who's been naughty and who's been nice. I heard he has a globe. I need to talk to that jolly old man about that. And I need to see if Miss Mildred has been naughty or nice.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. We're going to be asking him a few questions, and I've had some questions that have been emailed me by kiddos across the world that we're going to be asking Santa Claus. So, but I'm sorry, guys. I want to first off apologize. We have not been able to have the Grinch on as much as we've wanted to, but it's been a blessing to have him on, and hopefully next year we'll have more with the Grinch. We're just having a lot of internet trouble here lately, and we do apologize that.
Yeah, CA's right now. The internet, you can't really help because that happens, because there's so many people that are still working at home, and even in the downtown Fort Worth area, they're still working, and when they work during the day and in the morning, it clogs up that internet because the more people use it, continue to use it and use it and use it.
That's right, absolutely. All right, well, let's stand by and let's get the intro, and we're going to make a phone call to the jolly old man up at the North Pole, Santa Claus. So gather the kids up, parents, as we get ready to intro Santa Claus, the one, the only.
Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus just to see what I could see. And you know, he took me to his workshop and he told his plans to me. So you better watch out, and you better not cry, and you better not pout, and I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is a-coming to town. He's a-making the list, he's a-checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and who's nice. Santa Claus is a-coming to town. He sees when you're a-sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, and you better not cry, and you better not pout, and I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is a-coming to town.
With little tin horns and little toy drums, rooty-toot-toots and rummy-tum-tums, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Okay, well, before we get ready to intro Santa, he is supposed to be calling me, actually, guys, because I called 1-800-HO-HO, that's right, 1-800-HO-HO up there at the North Pole, and Deacon, would you believe that his phone line is clogged up?
You're kidding me! Did you talk to Elf Johnson?
I did, and the elf told me he's going to have Santa call me. Hold on a minute, is the phone ringing, Deacon, at Face Studio 1? Hang on a minute, Deacon. Get ready to... Let me hand that phone over. Let me try... Wait a minute. Deacon?
Yeah?
Hand the phone over. Hello? Oh, okay. Santa, how we doing? Let's put you on speakerphone. All right, here we go from the North Pole, everybody. Let's give him a cheer. Let's give him a hand clap. How about some morning crow? All right. Now, we don't need to laugh at him because he is jolly. Let's give him a drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown
10,
for Santa Claus.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, at least once a year, we try to catch him when we can here at Face Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Let's give a warm welcome to Santa Claus up in the North Pole. Hello, Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho. Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Hello, boys and girls. Santa has been very busy. That's right, very busy. And I just wanted to tell everybody that I am going to be heading out on deliveries tomorrow with On Dasher, On Dancer, On Prancer, On Vixen, On Donner, On Blitzen, On Comet, On Cubit, whatever the words are. That I have had too much coffee to drink this morning there, CA. Well, we'll get ready. We'll do the Rudolph sound off here in a little bit. Maybe. We'll see if we can find that for you. I've got tons of questions for you, though, Santa. And the deacon's here, and he wants to say hi.
Howdy ho, howdy ho there, Santa Claus.
Well, hello there, Deacon. I've heard that you've been really nice. And I think that that's great because I talked to Miss Mildred. I did that, absolutely. And she told me that you've been really a good boy. You've been a good deacon.
Does that mean I'm going to get a present?
Deacon, man, you're acting like a little kid, aren't you, sir?
Well, C.A., how often do you get something from Santa Claus?
That's right. Now, Santa Claus, not very often, that's for sure. Well, Santa, I have some questions that I want to ask you. I know Deacon does, too.
Well, I'm going to ask Santa Claus something real quick, S.E.A.
Okay, go ahead.
Santa Claus, do you like pumpkin pie?
I eat so much pumpkin pie that I have to have backup Santa suits, if you catch what I mean, because the old waist gets bigger. Well, there you go. That kind of explains that. Well, I went back into some of my emails from children that are actually listening to you right now, Santa Claus. Well, I want to first off tell the boys and the girls, Merry Christmas, and be sure to always listen to your mom and dad. Keep God first place in your life. And always remember to respect your parents, your grandparents, your family. That's right. That's right. I agree 100%. Well, you know, my son's getting married in about 98 days. Wow, is that U.S. Marine Cody? Yes. Him and Christine are getting married. I'm getting a daughter-in-law in 98 days, Santa. I can't even believe it. Well, Cody's been mighty nice. I know he hasn't been naughty. Neither is Christine either. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, well, here we go. I'm going to go through at least three of these emails from children. This comes from a little boy named Josh, who is about 6 years old. And he writes, Mr. C.A. on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, will you ask Santa Claus who cleans his suit? Is it Mrs. Claus, or does he take it somewhere up there in the North Pole and get it done? Josh, how you doing? And Merry Christmas! Hey, I want to tell you who does my suit. I have a special elves that do a lot of cleaning. And we have a, up there at the North Pole where I am, it's just like a town. We have a cleaning shop, and we have some elves that actually own different businesses. So the elves take care of Santa's suit every year. Great. Okay, Josh, that answers your question. Second question is from Michelle in Georgia, who asked, Santa Claus, how do you pack so many toys on your sleigh? And does that wear Rudolph off? I mean, does that wear off Rudolph? See, I gotta tell you, I don't tell a lot of the secrets, and I can't tell you everything there, Shell, on how Santa does everything, but I'm able to deliver all packages all across the world. And we have satellites, we have weathermen all across to keep track of the Santa tracker. That's right, we have a Santa tracker every year. They link on to the North Pole website, and that's how you can track me down. But yes, indeed, I load up packages and toys, and I'm able to carry it for everyone. There's never a shortage for anyone. Cool, that's great, Santa. Last question, this is a crazy question before the deacon wants to ask you something, and I personally want to ask you a question. Here's another one. Jill, girl named Jill, in, let's see, where's she from? California, on the email. This is kind of funny. It's kind of cute in a way. She wanted to know if you caught COVID. I know it isn't really cute, but she wanted to know if you ever caught this COVID, and are you nervous with the viruses?
Ho, 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 ho. CA, I've been vaccinated. I've been double vax and booster. That we take care of everybody. You know, it's very cold up there at the North Pole year-round, and we all take care of everything. Luckily, the COVID count has not been up too high. We do wear masks from time to time, but Santa Claus, he always gets tested just like our presidents do. And you know what? Jill, you have no problem. I won't bring COVID into your home. We just pray one day that this COVID will be over. Ho, 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 ho. Santa believes it, and I'm a believer in God too as well. Ho, 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 ho.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, kids, for those three questions that I wanted to put out. And we had many more, but we'll probably share them next year. Santa, the deacon wants to ask you something, and I'm going to ask you something. We won't keep you because I know you're busy.
Oh, yeah, no problem. But go ahead, deacon.
Well, before I get ready to head out, I just got to ask you one thing there, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you like chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, and butter corn?
Now, deacon, you know I like to eat. Santa loves to eat.
Well, I just thought I'd ask.
Okay, well, there you go. We got it from the deacon. Of course, and Santa Claus, I just want to ask you one more thing. You've been so nice and so kind to call us out here at Faith Studio 1 in downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. First, I want to tell you, before I let you go, how much we appreciate you and what you and I do appreciate all you do for the kids. I did have one quick question I was going to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead there, CA.
How are y'all doing as far as the weather? I know you're talking about it being kind of cold. Are y'all having any kind of massive weather changes?
Well, I will tell you that it does get kind of warm sometimes. And when I'm talking warm, like 10 degrees warmer than what it normally does when it's usually 10 more below. But the weather has been holding up. We're really snowed and iced in, so everything's good. And we're all good to go on the sleigh ride. We've been doing sleigh ride tests. The reindeer are in great shape. So, kids, be sure you get plenty of rest tomorrow night after you read your Christmas story. Get plenty of rest because Santa Claus is coming to town. And I'll be in town. Again, check your Santa tracker. Ho, 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 ho.
That's right. And you know what? On behalf of me and the iHeartRadio family, Santa Claus, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. Looking forward, we're going to try to bring you on a little bit more next year. And I'm going to try to bring you on with the Grinch. And I know you visit him out at Whoville.
Yes, indeed. That's one of my first stops is Whoville. We're going to be making a trip out there tomorrow. So if the Grinch is listening, be well behaved, sir.
That's right. He is the mayor of Whoville, and we'll be sure. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say Merry Christmas, everybody, and happy upcoming New Year. May your 2020 be safer than ever and more prosperous.
That's right. All right, goodbye, Santa.
Bye.
All right, there we go. There's Santa Claus. Deacon, you have any final words?
Well, on behalf of me and Miss Mildred, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and I should talk to you before the New Year, but enjoy your family. I got to settle up and head out of here, CA. I got to get on back to Tyler.
Okay, no problem, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, goodbye, radio family.
All right, there we go. All right, we got this song that I want to play, and it's by New Song, and it's called Christmas Shoes.
Could you hurry, sir? says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years, and the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically, then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes.
Beautiful song, isn't it? That's my new song. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. Knowing that she's on her way to heaven, getting ready to cross over, and he wanted to get his mom a pair of shoes. Okay, guys. Well, I've got another song coming up after I get through. Hope you enjoyed the Santa Claus visit and the deacon. And again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network special podcast for this evening. The day before Christmas Eve, I will be doing a candlelight morning ceremony, candlelight service, I should say. If you get a chance to catch it, you can catch it on the live cast on the Morning Brew Christian podcast. You can check and follow and like that. I'll be doing scripture reading, and I will be taking communion too as well. So today, on an evening podcast, we want to talk about the Christmas story. And the version of this is called the Christmas Bible Story. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the Nativity of Jesus in Scripture. You know, friends, Christmas is a season of spiritual reflection on the foundation of the Christian faith. It's also a celebration of the arrival of Jesus. You see, Christmas is a time for Christians to praise God's love for the world through the birth of Jesus, of the Christ child, Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us of his birth hundreds of years before, fulfilling prophecies from the Old Testament. In fact, to go to the book of Isaiah chapter 9, you may want to highlight it in verse 6, where it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, when we read the full Christmas Bible story from all four of the books of the Gospel, we find the accounts of the angel Gabriel visiting the Virgin Mary, the Nativity of Jesus, angels visiting the shepherds, and the three wise men bearing gifts for the newborn king. So what I'm going to do is, you know, Christmas is also the annual celebration of Christ's birth. So let's give thanks and glory of Jesus for the eternal life that he has given to all that have repented and believed in him. May God bless all you guys this Christmas and beyond. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a little bit to you. This is about how we're going to just kind of revisit the angel Gabriel, how he visits Mary. And this is the birth of Jesus foretold. And if you go to the book of Luke, chapter 1, and you read verses 26 to 38, it says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to the man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in the womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of the father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age will conceive a son that is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am a servant of God. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Then you break it down to the nativity scene. That is the birth of Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. "And in the days of the decree went out Caesar Augustus until the world should be registered." This was the first registration of Quintus, who was the governor of Syria, and all that were to be registered, each of their own town. And Joseph went up to Galilee into the town of Nazareth, to Judah, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Behold, he was one of the houses and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, and betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, at the time it came for her, that being Mary, to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothing, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn. Then we get to the birth of Jesus, in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. While his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they're together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a man and willing to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, the son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her from the Holy Spirit, she will bear a son, and you will have him, and his name shall be called Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, which is called his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did just as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she was given birth to her son, and his name shall be called Jesus. Then you also go to where the angels visits the shepherds and the angels in the book of Luke chapter 2 verses 8 through 21, and in the same region. There were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for I behold, and I bring you good news of joy that will be with all the people. For unto you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a great multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those he was pleased. When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has known to us. And then they hastened, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that they had been told concerning this child. And all who had heard it wondered in what the shepherds had told him. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondered in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorified and praising for all that they had heard and seen, and it had been told to them. And on this eighth, at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given to the angel before he conceived in the womb. Then you go maybe to like in scripture to the three wise men in the book of Matthew chapter 2, kind of going between Matthew and Luke, Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 and 12. It's the visit of the wise men. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of the Judea of the days of Herod of the king, behold, wise men from the east came to the Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who is born King of Jew? For we saw his star when he rose and became, had come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem was with him, assembling all chief priests and scribes and the people. He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him in Bethlehem of Judah, for so it was written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means at least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod summoned these wise men secretly, abstained from them from what they saw this star, the Christmas star we call it, which, you know, the Christmas star, by the way, last year or the year before last, it might have been last year, Christmas star, it showed a sign. God gave us a sign of the Christmas star, which only comes so many X amount of years. I didn't know if you guys knew that or not. It says, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me the word, and then I too will become, I may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold the star, talking about the Christmas star leading to Bethlehem. And then they rose with it before, and it came to rest right over the place. How about that, where Jesus was? And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house where they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures and their offerings of gifts and gold and frankincense and myrrh, and being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed into their own country and went another way. So the Word became flesh. If you go to John chapter 1, verses 1 and 18, in the beginning of the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made, and without Him nothing was made that had been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He was only as a witness to the light. The true light that comes from the light that everyone was coming to the world. He was in the world and through the world and was made through him, and the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to all that believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent or human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He comes after me. He has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of the fullness of the receiving of grace in place of grace already given, for the law given and through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who himself, God, is the closest relationship with the Father who has made him known." Then you go where Jesus announced the good news back in the book of Mark. Very short verse. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, after John was put in prison. Jesus went to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." How about that? So that kind of gives you some answers, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. The Christmas Bible story. Some of the nativity that went on. All right. So, what I want to do before we close out on this very special edition on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show is I want to play "Happy Birthday, Jesus" by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Enjoy. Open your heart to Jesus and reflect on him. All the great and wonderful things he's done for you. Merry Christmas, everyone, from CA on iHeartRadio. Thank you. Amen. There we go. Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, happy birthday, Jesus. And you know what? I want to give you an opportunity before I get ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1. Again, on behalf of me here, CA, your on-air personality, your independent clergy, biblical teacher, encourager, and friend. Listen, I just want to tell you how much you're loved, and I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, definitely, and be safe out there. And I hope you get a chance to catch my live cast tomorrow on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Facebook page, as I do a tomorrow morning, we're going to do the scripture reading, a candlelight ceremony, because I got other obligations, and then we're going to do a communion. But right now, before I leave, I cannot leave without giving someone an opportunity to know Jesus as your personal Savior. If you want to know Him, now is the time to know Him, and I'm going to help you, and I want you to close your eyes and pray this prayer and repeat it after me, okay? Go through a full cleansing right now. Just make sure you're in an area where you're not disturbed. Just you and God. I can't go into your heart, but only you and the Holy Spirit. You know, God's three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is sent as a helper. And they're all, it's all God, three in one. Sorry, hit my mic there. Three in one. And we're going to help you. Okay, I can't make you, but I'm going to help you. I feel that in my heart. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, excuse me, let's start all over. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Father, I just pray that you just cleanse me of my heart. Forgive me of any sins I've ever committed. Jesus, I believe that you sent your son, or God, I believe that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that Jesus, after the third day, is resurrected and alive and well. And I accept you as my personal Savior. Live in me forever and ever. I believe in you and put all my faith, all of my trust, and all of my hope in you. I love you with all of my heart and I accept you as my personal Savior. Help me this day forward as I walk that new walk with you and grow together as a Christian. And I know that it ain't going to be an easy road, but I know there's going to be helpful people out there in the world, Christian people that are going to help me. And I know you're going to be there. And I love you with all of my heart. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for living in me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, congratulations and welcome to the kingdom. Sorry about the little stumbling points there. I'm kind of battling allergies this evening. All right, well, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. If you got saved, you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, it's simple as can be. Email me up here at Faith Studio 1 or anytime, morningsbrewer@gmail.com, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Give me your name, give me your state, or go anonymous. I'd just like to know you got touched and got reached. Have a very Merry Christmas. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.